This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In Congress, the House passed a bill to extend government funding into next year with more Democratic than Republican support. Republican Speaker of the House Mike Johnson faced increasing opposition from hardline Republicans in his own caucus. But with Democratic help, the plan to keep government running passed 336-95. The spending plan will fund one set of federal programs, including veterans and military construction programs, agriculture, transportation, housing, and energy and water development through January 19th of next year. The Pentagon and all other federal programs will be funded through February 2nd. Congress voted on the proposal with 3 days to spare to a government shutdown. Averting a shutdown is reminiscent of the situation in the House about 6 weeks ago when Kevin McCarthy, the Republican speaker at the time, faced right-wing opposition to keep federal funding going, so McCarthy turned to Democrats to pass a temporary extension. That move caused Mr. McCarthy his speakership. Funding for federal agencies was set to expire at midnight Friday if Congress didn't extend the deadline again. The new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, was confronted with the same immovable, hardline members of his party that McCarthy faced, far-right-wing conservatives who would not support a spending extension without deep cuts or conservative policy provisions added. But such a measure could not make it through the democratically controlled Senate, forcing Speaker Johnson to turn to Democrats for help. In a chaotic day in Congress on Tuesday, Republican lawmakers threatened and accosted one another. Kevin McCarthy, the former GOP Speaker of the House, elbowed one of the Republicans who had voted to oust him. A Republican senator stood from his seat on the dais to challenge a labor leader to a brawl during a hearing. Across the Capitol, the chairman of a different panel compared a member of his committee to a cartoon character, a Smurf. The fights were the latest display of unruliness from a branch of government that has spent much of the year wallowing in its own dysfunction, only snapping out of it long enough to narrowly avert a federal debt default and a lapse in government funding. There were lots of incidents of lawmakers behaving badly. It began early Tuesday morning when former Speaker Kevin McCarthy had a run-in with Representative Tim Burchett of Tennessee, one of the 8 Republicans who had voted to oust him from the speakership last month in the basement of the Capitol. Mr. Burchett had been speaking with journalists in a hallway when Mr. McCarthy elbowed him in the back, then kept walking. Mr. Burchett ran after McCarthy, calling him a jerk, a chicken, and pathetic, reflecting the hostility still simmering within the fractious Republican caucus. The right-wing anger that led to Mr. McCarthy's ouster continues to rage, while the former speaker and his mainstream allies remain livid that he was removed. But the unraveling of decorum was not confined to the House. Across the Capitol complex, at a hearing of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, Republican of Oklahoma, challenged a top labor leader to a physical fight. Mullen and Sean O'Brien, the president of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, have been feuding on social media. Senator Mullen read aloud one of Mr. O'Brien's posts that called him a clown and a fraud and challenged him to a confrontation any place, any time, cowboy. Senator Mullen said, "Sir, this is a time, this is a place, we can do it here." The morning dust-ups carried into the afternoon as Representatives James Comer, Republican of Kentucky, and Jared Moskowitz, Democrat of Florida, had an expletive-laden shouting match during a hearing of the Oversight Committee while discussing the personal finances of President Biden's son, Hunter Biden. When Mr. Moskowitz pointed to reports of the Republican Comer's own financial dealings with family members, Mr. Comer called the Florida Democrat, who was dressed in a blue suit and tie, a liar, adding, "You look like a Smurf." In the weeks since Republican Speaker Mike Johnson was elected to succeed McCarthy, the same Republican fractures that led to McCarthy's ouster have erupted back into public view. By day's end Tuesday, Representative Matt Gaetz, the Florida Republican who forced the vote to depose McCarthy, had filed an ethics complaint against the former speaker for the alleged assault on Mr. Burchett. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.